This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and I would love to know where they got that clip.
We've been wondering about that all week, but they won't tell us.
No, they won't. They're too afraid.
We're joined by James Huey, I hope I pronounced that right, and Kevin Buckland of the National Aircraft Finance Company.
Correct.
They're the people that nobody wants to talk about.
Yeah.
You're the people that got to pay every month. Anyway, let's talk about National Aircraft Finance Company.
Yeah, thank you. I'm pleased to be here this morning. National Aircraft Finance Company, we just announced that we are the finance solution for EAA, and we're very honored to be selected as the finance solution. It's very, very exciting times for National Aircraft Finance Company, our team, and our aviation partners. We have been funding general aviation since 1994. We currently offer the broadest range of aircraft financing products than any other finance company, all the way from kits under construction all the way up to corporate jets. How we differentiate ourselves in the marketplace, we are bank affiliated. We are affiliated with a community bank in Tampa called Pilot Bank that has been servicing aircraft loans for 27 years as well. So we have a breadth of strength, experience in the aviation financing, and we're proud to be in this industry, and we're proud to partner with EAA.
Do you offer the plan we were talking about before we went on air, the buy now, pay never plan?
Yeah.
I wish. That's the one I need.
I was just wondering if you finance corporate jet kits.
Learjet in a box.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's 300,000 rivets and 42 boxes and two big engines.
So typically, I mean, aircraft financing is a necessary thing. Most of us don't have that kind of money to just go out and buy one. But most of us have loans and mortgages and everything else on top. So how do you qualify? It's just like any other loan. Is it hard to get financing for most guys?
No, actually, it's not difficult to get financing for aircraft. To answer your question, the underwriting standards are typical from a home loan, auto loan. However, we like this paper. It's very strong. Obviously, in the aviation community, you're dealing with very high net worth individuals and folks that have the capacity and financial wherewithal.
So usually you don't get a guy that you don't have to reject anybody.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, we have a special program just for you. My friend Guido here.
I was going to say, I don't think they'd approve us to buy a 747.
Yeah. You finance kits.
Yes, exactly. We finance kits under construction all the way to completed kits. And again, we've been doing this for a long time. I want to make sure that the EAA member base is knowledgeable about our product and that we do have a solution for those kits under construction all the way to being completed.
Well, how does that work? Are you concerned that a kit will not get finished? Does that enter into the picture at all? I mean, as long as you get your money every month, you don't really care.
Sure. Obviously, there's always a concern. We're not in the business to own airplanes, but our long history in this particular market segment has performed very, very well. So as long as we underwrite appropriately, it kind of comes back to our knowledge and structuring it appropriately and mitigating the risk. It's been a very, very good market, a solid market. We've supported it for a long, long time, and we plan to stay in this market for a long time. One other thing I wanted to mention too, with this new partnership with EAA, we're going to be working very, very closely with EAA to explore different categories that we don't particularly play in today, and to expand the solutions for the EAA members. And those categories right now would be powered parachutes, trikes, ultralights. So we do want to be that entire solution.
Right, the end-to-end market.
End-to-end-all market. And the EAA member base aligns perfectly with our current client base today. And so, again, it's very, very exciting times for our organization and our team.
When you're underwriting someone, I mean, is it strictly a financial examination, or are you looking at his pilot qualifications, the type of airplane kit he's looking at? Like, I mean, if I go out and I want to buy a jet kit, but the only thing I've ever flown is ultralights, does that ever enter into the picture?
Yeah, all the above. Obviously, it, you know, comes down from an underwriting perspective, a capacity to handle the debt, the collateral that we're looking at, pilot experience, the usage. You know, again, we leverage off of, you know, our knowledge in the industry. We're, you know, obviously we support in general aviation. We're all aviators. Aviation enthusiasts, so we understand the credit.
That's unique right there, a banker who's a pilot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. Usually they're just flying in the back. But I one of the things that hit a chord there was you're looking at qualifications. In other words, let's just say, for instance, I'm a 42-hour student pilot. I wouldn't be able to come
he
in
actually
and say,
is.
I actually am. And, you know, I would have to say, listen, I want to buy such and such kit. You know, it's a cross-country airplane. It's really fast and it's expensive. You people undoubtedly would look at this, and when you stop laughing, you'd have to say, you got to be kidding.
No, not necessarily. we would underwrite it as long as you had the capacity, and in that particular case, insurance would play an important role.
I was going to say they'd require life insurance.
Yeah. we have, you know, we finance student pilots all the time that are not qualified to fly that particular airplane at that moment in time, but, you know, in due time they will be there. So they have, you know, dual training, whatever the insurance requirements. So at the time of funding, as long as we have the proper coverage and they can show that they are a student working towards that pilot license, we can make that happen.
What's a typical loan period time-wise, like 5 years, 10 years, $100 million?
All the way up to 20 years. Okay. And there's three components of drive structure in financing. It's the year, make, model of the airplane, the amount that you borrow, and the usage. But typically we can get up to 20 years financing. So it makes it very, very affordable. Rates are very, very competitive. Us being affiliated with a bank, you know, it allows us to stay extremely competitive in the marketplace. It allows us to control the transaction more streamlined. And then also for our customers, you know, we're able to offer a wide range of other financial solutions, traditional banking products. Another item that I'd like to discuss, other exciting information for our, you know, company and our team. We've recently partnered with the Next Gen GA Fund that will allow upgrades for avionics, ADS-B in and out. So NAFCO and Pilot have partnered with that organization, and that's why I asked Jim to sit in. But that's another solution that EAA members will have options to through
right.
us.
Just financing the panel. You already own your airplane, but you can't afford all these new whistles you need.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was going to say, because even if you're not getting the fully TSO'd stuff, you can run into quite a significant expense.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, yeah, if I could take a moment and have Jim comment on the Next Gen GA Fund, and we're very, very pleased to be partners with the Next Gen GA Fund.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Kevin. And we are also very proud to be partnering with NAFCO and their affiliate Pilot Bank. The Next Gen GA Fund is a special purpose entity. Our sole reason for existing is to help aircraft owners and operators finance avionics for their aircraft, for the upgrades that are coming down the pike. It's a very exciting time from a technology perspective to be upgrading your aircraft. And as we all know, that can be expensive, as you mentioned. And sometimes the options today for a pilot will be to write a big check to their repair station or their dealer, to plop it on the cost on their credit card, which is can be pricey, or to try to refinance their aircraft to include the cost of the avionics. And what we're offering is a new solution, which is will not require a mortgage for the aircraft. Will allow somebody to sign a piece of paper and say that they promise to repay the money that they've borrowed on their word, and what that allows us is a very fast turnaround, very quick payment for their aircraft, And you know, we look forward to helping helping all the EAA members and other aircraft owners and operators out there really start to meet their the requirements they have for upgrades. So we're excited.
How long have you been offering this?
Well, it's a program that we are partnering with the government on. So actually, the FAA is has recognized the need to help incentivize owners of aircraft to upgrade their cockpits, and we are that's the impetus for us helping. And so we've been around in setting up the program for the last year or so. So the FAA, as many people know, can sometimes take a little bit of time to understand programs, and so that's where we are. We're in the final stages with the FAA, helping them understand how the interaction with the government will proceed. But we're very excited, and with NAFCO's help and with Pilot Bank's help, we're really looking forward to getting this program up and going.
Have you seen a lot of interest in pilots so far?
We get calls and emails every day. We technically are not fully open for business. We anticipate that money being available in the fall of this year. But even so, we get, like I said, calls and emails every day. As Kevin can testify, and so we're very excited about the demand out there, and we think that it's something that a lot of people will be able to take advantage of.
I think it's something that a lot of people are going to need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, one of the things that most pilots are worried about, of course, is, you know, the implementation of these upgrades, and most importantly, the cost. They're under the gun in two ways, because of time and money. So you guys are taking the heat off them by offering a cash cushion, so to speak, and now all they have to do is figure out what they want to put in to meet the standards, and everything else falls into place.
Sure. And the only thing I wanted to add, the last point, is that our objective is to finance both the hardware, the equipment, as well as the installation costs and certification costs. And those can be, in some cases, just as much as the equipment itself. And we are in the business of financing all those things so that nobody is out of pocket too much on day one. So it's an exciting thing.
So you would specify that when you're applying for the loan. Yes,
that's
I need
right.
to pay for installation. Yes, I need to.
That's correct. Okay.
As opposed to the homeowner says, no, I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Where can we find out more?
Well, I would, for the GA Fund, I would encourage, we have a website, www.nextgenfund.com. There's a lot of information on there. You can also call NAFCO and call Pilot, and they can give you a little bit more information on what we're up to. But we're happy to be partner with them and to get the word out.
And
www.airloans.com, and we're exhibiting here at the show in Hangar Charlie, 3129. So please stop by and get additional information.
And come home with money.
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 Hey, you're in the right place. Get the cash, get the gear.
That's right. Swing up to the North Vendor area and come home with a kit. Look what followed me home.
There you go. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I might just be there later.
All right.
And this is EAA Radio.